Charter schools began in Florida in the late 1990s under former Governor Jeb Bush, and at the time, one of the main arguments for them was that they could do more with less. However,
if you fast forward 16 years later, they are finding out they cannot do it for less money.
That's Wayne Blanton, head of the Florida School Board Association. There are more than 2,500 traditional public schools and more than 500 charters in Florida. And in the last few years, conflicts have emerged over funding for building, maintenance, and construction. A fund called the Public Education Capital Outlay, which is supported by taxes on things like landlines, has historically gone to fund public schools. But Blanton says in recent years, revenue for the fund has dropped sharply.
In the last 2 years, charter schools have gotten all the public education capital outlay dollars that are available, and that was $55 million 2 years ago and $55 million last year. So it appears to me that the promise of increased academic performance and the promise of being able to do it with less dollars has not been put forward or not been followed up on by the charter schools.
And building new schools costs money. During the last 2 years, charter groups have backed bills pushing for additional funding, mostly in the area of construction and maintenance. Last year, a proposal requiring districts to share a portion of local tax revenue with charter schools died. But this year, a bill in the House would, among other things, require those districts to give charter schools access to unused public school facilities, and the charter schools would only have to pay for maintenance.
Would that be something that we would be excited about in the public school arena? I would tell you that you'll have a hard time finding a public school educator that's going to feel like this is a plan that best serves the needs of the students that are in public schools.
That's Wakulla County Superintendent Robert Pierce. Opponents to the move have called it a land grab and characterized it as giving public money to private entities. But in a House committee meeting, supporters of the proposal argue charter schools are public schools and they deserve parity.
And that is, there's an underlying bias here that really concerns me.
That's Republican Representative Dennis Baxley of Ocala.
We're hearing language like giving buildings away. We're hearing language like not a public school. These are public schools. I mean, and it's just an absolute bias against an alternative way of managing schools that keeps treating it as not part of our family. These are uses that are legitimate.
The proposal is favored more by for-profit charter school companies and less so by not-for-profits. It cleared the House Appropriations Committee and has one more stop in that chamber. There are companion bills in the Senate, but several key senators like Democrat Bill Monford and Republican David Simmons have said they don't support the House bill. Meanwhile, Wayne Blanton with the Florida School Board Association says districts don't mind sharing for a fee, and he proposes charter schools should pay rent. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.